Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we allot the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, bestselling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button. All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Launch Button Podcast. And we want to talk today about our last adventure to Wyoming and being able to get out there and really see things and do things and relax, recharge, and reprogram. So again, relax, recharge, and reprogram. Because that's really what we're doing to ourselves constantly. We're reprogramming, we're readjusting, we're making slight modifications to everything that we do. So today I just wanted to talk about that with you. Because as we get into this and as we talk about all the different things that happen in life, all the different things that happen where whatever it is that you have going on is that we're constantly doing that, right? We're recharging, we're re-engaging, we're reprogramming ourselves just based on what's going on. And everybody knows this. If you have a habit and you've been doing the habit for a while and then you start deprogramming yourself, right? If that's meditation, if that's working out, if that's health, wealth, or fitness, whatever it happens to be, you stop it, all of a sudden your body goes back to the old habit. So it's important that we do that. And we have these events that reset ourselves. So we had a great event out in Wyoming, and it started with a guy's trip because often men need help. So if you're a man out there suffering in silence, reach out, let us know. We're here to help you and get plugged back in. We call it guns and tears, but no beers. Right? Guns and tears, but no beers. We want to make sure that you have that ability to have some fun, do some things with the guys, as well as then reset and recharge, right? And be able to share things that you can't often share with women. It's just a fact, you know, just one of those things. Women share certain things with other women that they don't share with men, and vice versa. And so being able to do those things and have those time together. So for those of you guys on the YouTube channel, go over to the Launch Button Podcast YouTube channel to be able to see, as we're going through this, some of the videos, and it's all about the choices we make in our lives. As we get together, we do some physical workouts, we do some physical things on this. We also get to engage, myself being from New York City, I'm not as much of an outdoor person as other people are. I always said I'd give up camping, but with this group, I've had to learn how to recamp. You know, last time we went to Africa, we stayed in the nice tents. We stayed in the nice things so that we could do that and still have that. We did the glamping. This was a little bit more camping and roughing it, but it was an ability to push ourselves outside of our comfort zones. When we're outside of our comfort zones, we're able to grow. So you can see some of the videos on there about that and being able to do that. And then, we got together. We did some shooting, and I got to shoot the John Wick gun. And so one of the reels you'll see on our Instagram is choosing the right weapon for the situation. Unfortunately, when our intelligence is high, our emotions is low. But when our emotions are high, our intelligence is low. And that's when we tend to react instead of be able to process information. So it's always about getting out of that stage, and it's about doing different things and choosing the right weapon and the right ammo for what you're doing. Because not every situation does that. And since we just hit the 6-month mark, you can see me shooting there with the handgun out in Arizona that time. And we were able to achieve this pings that you're hearing because we're getting laser focused on our targets for the second half of this year. And in order to do that, we have to, as I said, right, relax, engage, and recharge with what we're doing. So we had a couple of days of the guys' events out there, and then we brought the families, we brought everybody together to be able to dive deep into that. And at our Wyoming retreat, it's 4 days in cabins, and you actually get to spend time together, right? No cell phone access or very limited cell phone access. If you really need it, you can have it. You know, we want everybody engaging. We want everybody participating with each other. And we do it everybody from the high to the low. And we'll talk about our LA event coming up here next week, or this coming week, actually. where you are with our Stop for Water campaign. But we do workouts, we hang out together, we spend time together, we hang out by the campfire, we get to do different things that you wouldn't normally do. And everybody needs to take a break from the cell phone, right? We all need to take the break from that cell phone to be able to go ahead and relax and recharge and be able to get plugged back in and reset your goals and everything that you want to do. So when we're talking about this, I want you to make sure that you are spending some downtime off your phone, off those things, right? Do your meditation, set your goals, set your intentions so that you know what you're doing. And this retreat really allows us to do that because it forces us. It forces us to be present with what we're doing. And a lot of people are not present. And that's one of the biggest things in relationships, in business, that you're not present in what's going on. Now, when I go away for 9 days, I've got to make sure that, things in my place are taken care of. So there's a quick little video there on our plants. But then the crazy thing about being in Wyoming Endeavor, the weather can change. We've just taken the top off our Jeep, and all of a sudden, bam, a hailstorm hits. So we've always got to be prepared. And this is an analogy for life. So you can, on the Instagram, you'll be able to see that post. On the YouTube channel, you can see us playing it. But Owen had hopped in the back of the Jeep. We had just taken off the top off because we were going to go on a Jeep ride right after I did some training. Then we had to rush down to the venue to do that. And he got hit in the head with all these little hailstones, as you can see in the video there. And he's getting pegged, and it's just like little needles hitting him in the face. But, Joe and I had the dashboard in front of us, so we were not as affected by that. But just as you think you have everything going on, something pops up that you weren't prepared for. Like I said, we were all set for a great day of Jeep riding, and then the hailstorm hit. Well, by the time we got back out, because we'd already taken the top off, there was about a couple inches of water in the Jeep. So we just quickly emptied it, right? And then we went on the event anyway. And that's part of it. That's part of life when we talk about, but if we're too stressed and our emotions are too high, we're not able to do that. So, like I said, it was a really good opportunity to get out there, recharge over the 4th of July and be able to do that. And then we got to celebrate with some fireworks and have some fun. One of the things we also do is we like to change lives. So we do a tip and dinner where we over tip so the wait staff can have a great holiday, the wait staff can have a great time when they least expect it. Because oftentimes that's a, not a very thankful position. It was interesting. I went on a date here in New York City and somebody insulted the owner of the bar about his own drink. And yet here we go to Wyoming at that he, a drink that he made that he put on the menu. And they're like, is this really going to be any good? And it was very rude in that case. And yet here we are, tipping $3,000 at a tip and dinner. Actually, it ended up being a bit more than that for the wait staff, the chef. Right, everybody that helped prepare meals that day. So you can change lives in whatever you do. You can go on adventure with whatever you do. You just need to go ahead and create the opportunities for it. So my question for you on this podcast today is, are you relaxing? Are you recharging? Are you doing the things that you need to do on the weekends or taking a week here or there so that you can get yourselves plugged in? And then we have to watch some fireworks, right? We have to have some fun and do that. And that's what it's about. That's about living life and not just, we always joke as entrepreneurs, you trade your 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. Well, you got to be able to get out there and do that. And it was great to spend time with people. It was great to build the relationships and even go deeper with people that already had relationships with. We didn't think you could go deeper, and then we went deeper. And you get to have some fun and do some different things. So it's really important this summer, as you guys are going through things and as you're doing things right now, that you set up that time to do that. You had to hang out in nature and see what you attract. So you can see the video we posted on Facebook with the hummingbirds, tough foxes. I didn't get a chance to see the elk like Rocco did and Jamie back by where they were staying in their cabin, but that elk came right up. But oftentimes we're so busy in life, we're fluttering around like a hummingbird, flapping its wings. You're just flying from thing to thing and not being able to enjoy it. And sometimes you got to slow down and actually enjoy it. And that's what we're really trying to focus on with everybody here is that you go ahead and do that. You actually slow down and enjoy the things that are happening with you because time is the one thing that we will never get back. And then we got to do some transformations. If we talk about this and being able to really have an impact on people so that we can get them moving forward in the direction that they want to go. So whatever direction you want to go, sometimes we need to release that 800-pound gorilla off our chest so that we can go ahead and get past certain things in our lives, get past things from our past, and really just put things in perspective. So as we're talking about this, we are preparing for our LA event. Those of you guys in the LA area this week, go ahead and hit me up or comment below on wherever this happens to be posted, or send me an email, send me a text, whatever it happens to be. Hit me on one of the social medias. We are doing some events with Dan Fleischman, his elevator night, where, if you don't know who Dan is, he's an angel investor. He started a bunch of businesses and he helps run the Aspire Tour and is part owner in that. It comes around the country with, top celebrities, top guests, all of those different things for that as well. And he's doing an elevator night in LA. And then we're doing a 2-day professional growth, personal growth, vitality, and building community event Friday at sorry, Saturday and Sunday. So elevator night is Thursday night. Friday is a VIP dinner. So those of you guys coming to the event that qualify for the VIP dinner. And then we've got Saturday and Sunday is the 2-day event where we're going to be helping people move through that process of finding out where they're stuck and helping them get unstuck. Now, it is a kid-friendly event. So if you register, you can bring your kids. We've got a teacher that's going to train them while you, your significant other, your spouse, whoever it happens to be, your wife, your husband, happens to be in the room with you so that you can get the training that you need and not worry about your kids. Because that's one of the things that we find at a lot of conferences and things like that, is that people often, right, are worried about what do they do with their kids. So you actually get to bring your kids to the event and they get to have some fun with that. And then you actually get to experience a tip-in dinner with us. So we'll show you how that works and the ability to change lives. So hope this lessons that we're learning as we're going through the process, did you schedule your time to relax, recharge, and reset? Right? Relax, recharge, and reset. Have you set that up for you so that you can continue to hit the goals, so that you can come laser focused back from these types of things and say, okay, this is what I need to do to reach the goals that I want and be able to go make it happen. So have a wonderful day. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode of our podcast. We got some amazing guests, people that have climbed mountains, people that are, in the military, people that are changing lives, legendary bars, all sorts of products that you know and love coming up on the podcast. So stay tuned, stay plugged in, hit the follow, hit the likes, and I'll see you on the next episode. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to The Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the launch button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, and exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using hashtag TheLaunchButton, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.